You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're approaching the midterm elections, but some legislators in Wisconsin are still trying to decertify the Wisconsin vote in the 2020 presidential election. The Wisconsin Examiner reports that State Representative Tim Rantham is leading an effort for decertification, which, according to election law experts, is akin to tilting at windmills. The U.S. Constitution doesn't provide for backtracking after certification. So why is Rantham persisting in this effort? Well, he's also a candidate for governor in Wisconsin, and according to a new series from the Brennan Center for Justice that we'll be examining next week on the American Democracy Minute, being an election denier is good for your polling and for your fundraising. Election officials have found little in the way of fraud in the state, with a total of 24 people being prosecuted for election crimes, 0.15% of Biden's margin of victory. Rantham only has two other Republican House members and no senator signed on to his effort, but nor have other Republicans spoken out to say there wasn't any widespread fraud in Wisconsin, showing how far the big lie has permeated into the psyches of rank-and-file voters. Meanwhile, the AP reports that former President Donald Trump is also still clinging to the decertification effort in Wisconsin. As recently as last month, he has used social media and phone calls to pressure Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to support decertification. Links to more information can be found at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.